When you grow up, you often play with dolls or trucks, not really knowing that you could be preparing yourself for what you do when you grow up. This is Lisa Berry, but once you grow up, how do you prepare for growing older? That's why we're here on 89.1 WEMU with a new feature we're calling Modern Aging. Modern as in getting older, but not giving up. Educating and empowering yourself in ways to make that process as easy and pleasant as possible. And we have a very special co-host for this segment. I'm proud to introduce Dr. Teresa Reed. She's executive producer and host of the emerging talk show with community television network Aging for Life, an architect of the affiliated website agingforlife.org. She's also a certified facilitator of the IONS Conscious Aging Program, which is offered at various locations in the area. So welcome to WEMU.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Teresa has a special way of asking people how old they are. How is it that you do that?
Thanks for asking. It's how many years of life experience do you have?
And do people know what you're asking?
No, they usually look really confused at me.
Why do you put it that way?
Because one of the worst ways to ask about age is how many years young are you? Hmm. Because that just valorizes youth. Right?
Right.
It's kind of obnoxious. And how old are you? People are like, I once told a friend, she asked me how old I was. I said, I'd rather tell you how much I weigh.
And neither one of my favorite questions, to be honest.
I know. But, you know, in the last few years, I've been learning more about aging and how we think about ourselves as we age, and how the culture influences the way we think about ourselves as we age. And at a conference this fall, I heard this question, how many years of life experience do you have? And I thought, that's exactly the way we should be thinking about age, because it's a gain.
It's a gain?
It's a gain,
yeah. How many years of life experience you have?
Yeah, because, you know, all of those years, you've learned something. If you've been awake, I mean, assuming you've been awake, all of those years you've learned something, painful things, joyful things, but every single year you've learned something. So every year you gain.
So you, Teresa Reed, think that. Mm-hmm. I, Lisa Berry, think that. But I also often think, how did I get here? Mm-hmm. In my mind and in my heart, I think I'm like in my late 20s. Yeah. And then I go out into the world and I think society does not necessarily see me that way. So is that something you ever get used to? I'm asking for everyone, not just you, but all of us. Is that something any of us ever gets used to?
You know, that's so interesting. You mean, do we get used to actually thinking that we're much younger than we are?
Or being looked at?
Oh, no. I'll tell you what you can do. You can anticipate that. I mean, the first time I realized, you know, I could go out on the street and, like, I seem to be invisible. Hmm. It was really disorienting, really strange. And it kind of offended me. It's like, well, what do you mean? I'm still here.
Right.
But that was about 20 years ago, actually, because I have lots of years of life experience, I'm proud to say. And lots of people are talking about that phenomenon. And, you know, you start to get used to it. And in fact, some ways you can use it to your advantage, because it's a powerful position to be invisible when you can see other people, right?
Right, I guess.
Right.
Nobody wants to be invisible, though.
Well, you're not invisible to yourself. And you're not invisible to the people who matter to you. That invisibility, that feeling of invisibility, is absolutely a symptom of the ageism in our culture, which is rampant and really damaging and hurtful.
What exactly is ageism when we talk about that?
Well, technically, ageism is discrimination against any individual or group of people based on age. You know, it can be directed towards younger people. And we've all heard people grousing about, oh, God, millennials this and millennials that, or Gen Xers don't do this or do that. That's ageist, right?
Right.
Because, right, because they're all individuals, you know, and it's a stereotype of a generation based on their age. So that's ageist. Way more often, though, you hear denigrating comments about older people, and we swim in it. I mean, it's just, you know, you're too old. Oh, I'm too old. Oh, you know, the cards in the supermarket or any card aisle in any store, look at the birthday cards. It's passes off as humor, but there's nothing really that funny about it.
Great. You say that. I see those cards and I think, that's really not that funny.
It's not that funny. Okay. It's making fun of people. And there was an ad, a product in the Signals magazine, you know, the Signals catalog for over the holidays, that just shocked me. It was a wine glass, and it said in really pretty script on the side, it said, "I'm sorry, you're old." And then underneath that, it said, "That's all."
Really?
Really.
Who would buy that?
I know. Who would buy that? I sent it around and put them in my hall of shame on my website. But ageism is everywhere and really hurts people. Ageism, the term, was coined at the same time the terms racism and sexism were coined back in the 1960s, in 1969 specifically, when a geriatrician in New York called Robert Butler coined the term ageism. Mm. And it's really interesting, isn't it, that thank God we've made racism and sexism, we haven't erased them by any means, but we've made them kind of shameful, right? It's really not okay to make racist and sexist jokes. Ageism really lags in that regard. It's the last acceptable prejudice, really.
So that's what we're working to combat here as part of Modern Aging on 89.1 WEMU. Yep. Talking to Teresa Reed, our new distinguished co-host for this new segment. Let's end with a few quick happy facts.
Oh, goody. Okay, so happy facts. First of all, we boomers control trillions of dollars in wealth.
Okay, why don't advertisers understand that?
They don't care.
Why not?
Well, they do care. But still, our ageism is so strong in this culture. What is beautiful? Youth is beautiful, right? Youth is beautiful. Youth is attractive. Youth is the, you know, draws the gaze, right? And it draws advertisers' gazes too. So they focus on a younger market. Almost, not exclusively, you'll see, of course we see ads increasingly because the percentage of older people is increasing rapidly as the boomers age, right? As boomers crest 60 and on up, our population is really changing. The composition is changing a lot. Here's another really happy fact. Jokes about memory, right? I must be getting old. I can't remember this or that.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It's constant. Well, guess what? The vast majority of people over 65 live independently. The majority of all of us will never experience dementia, even into our 90s. And aging minds typically gain flexibility, creativity, and insight.
And wisdom.
And, you know, wisdom is another story, I think. We can talk about that another time.
All right,
we'll
save that.
Wisdom takes work.
That's true.
Yeah, wisdom takes work. But here's another really happy fact that I want to get in, and that is that typically the older we get, the more contented we are. And the less we fear dying. Or does that surprise you?
The dying part, yeah, maybe. I think that takes work as well.
Yeah, it does take work. But it doesn't surprise you that the older we get, the more contented we are?
I don't know. I think this is something we'll have to explore in future episodes.
All right, we'll do that.
And Teresa Reed, I think that you are beautiful, and I so appreciate you joining us for this new segment on 89.1 WEMU. I look forward to many more conversations.
Oh, boy. There's so much to talk about.
Thanks, Lisa.
I love it. All right.
It's Modern Aging here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.
Support for Modern Aging on WEMU comes from Vibrant Life Senior Living, offering an innovative approach to assisted living and memory care, focused first on helping each person live a full and vibrant life. Personalized care plans, stimulating activities, and meaningful relationships help people thrive. Superior Township location now open. VibrantLifeSeniorLiving.com.